Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley makes a point of holding town meetings in every one of his state's 99 counties. As the new chair of the Senate Finance Committee, Grassley has touted President Bush's tax cut proposals in a series of town meetings over the past few days. But again and again, his constituents keep shifting the conversation to their anxieties over a war with Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports from Madison County, Iowa.
Charles Grassley is one of 77 senators who voted last fall for the resolution allowing President Bush to decide on going to war with Iraq. But a dozen years ago, Grassley was one of only two Senate Republicans who opposed a similar resolution that authorized the first President Bush to wage the first Gulf War. Grassley says he did so then because he sensed overwhelming opposition to war with Iraq among the people of his traditionally dovish state.
I may have misread Iowa opinion, because once we went to war, there was overwhelming support for it. But I still voted with great confidence that I was voting at least a slim majority view of my constituents.
Late last week, Grassley greeted some of those constituents in Winterset, the seat of Madison County and birthplace of John Wayne. Some 70 people had squeezed into a room at the local public library for a town meeting. And it didn't take long before Grassley was getting a piece of their minds on Iraq.
There are many people who are against this war, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Retired librarian Herbert Standing told Grassley that the common people are feeling very powerless these days.
Saddam Hussein is a nasty, evil man, but he can be contained, and we can keep people inspecting his domain for 10 years. But we dread the United States military going in there and slaughtering millions and millions and millions in the honeycombs of Baghdad.
Grassley simply thanked the man for his comment. A red-haired woman who said she's a registered Republican said she had a question for the senator.
I understand the concern about Saddam Hussein and that we need to go and make sure he doesn't get these weapons that he's supposed to have, and we're going to prove that he has them. But it's my understanding, from what I've read, that North Korea has a nuclear weapon aimed right at the California coast. Is this true, and what are we doing about it?
Grassley replied that there's no point in comparing North Korea to Iraq, since he says only Iraq is currently violating UN resolutions.
So right now, there's ample reason, if diplomacy doesn't work, to enforce international law in the case of Iraq. There might be a time down the road to enforce international law with North Korea in regard to the weapons.
And that prompts this question from a middle-aged man.
Senator Grassley, how can America police the whole world? There's some point where we're going to have to back off of something.
Grassley assures him the U.S. will be highly selective about which of the world's many trouble spots to get engaged in. He insists Iraq should be at the top of that list.
There is a risk if we would have military action, but from what we know about how Saddam Hussein treats his own people and the threat that he has been to other countries around there in the 25 years that he's been there, that there's a risk if we don't.
Across the street from the library, shoppers head into the Fairway supermarket. They were not going to the forum, but they too have strong opinions about Iraq. Christy Dwyer, a church secretary and mother of two draft-age boys, is deeply skeptical of President Bush's motives for going after Saddam Hussein.
I think there's a lot of political movement in it. I think someone's trying to ensure re-election.
Dwyer is a Democrat. Kim Fitch, who lives on a farm half an hour from town, is a Republican.
If it were up to me, I think I'd let Saddam just stew in his own juice and burn out, you know. I mean, I just don't think that he would dare to make a move in any direction. I think he's in the box. And he hasn't invaded us. And if he had, that would be a different story.
But another Republican, Rachel Terhars, says war with Iraq is necessary.
I have thought about Saddam Hussein much like an unruly child, and being a parent, I just believe highly in discipline, and if he has been undisciplined and if the guys that go in and inspect have been unsuccessful at getting him to be truthful, then I think he should be dealt with as an unruly person.
Grassley himself says a vast majority of Iowans clearly do not want to go to war with Iraq, but he says this time he's convinced a slight majority understands there's good reason for war. But Iowans are clearly wary, and it's a sentiment Democratic presidential contenders will be watching closely. Their presidential nominating process begins in Iowa next January. David Wellner, NPR News, Winterset, Iowa.